Max, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Now, how did the Smashed Avocado movement come into existence? You're one of the co-founders?
I am, yes. Basically, we started as a political party for millennials, but we quickly got a bit over that idea because we don't trust political organizations that much, and we feel that we could do a lot more just kind of working with individual groups and community building and taking direct action against a lot of the issues in Australian society. And that's really how it all started. And since then, we've just been getting lots of volunteers and setting up our collectives and just doing everything we can to just try and fix the problems ourselves.
So what are those problems that you're addressing? What are the causes that the movement is standing behind?
There's a lot of issues. But our main collectives at the moment is we're looking to set up spaces in mental health, housing, Indigenous issues, accessibility support, combating domestic violence and racism, and all sorts of bigotry, really, and environmentalism. They're probably the big ones we're really trying to focus on. Mental health is probably the biggest one at the moment. We have the most volunteers working on that.
Fantastic. I think that these are all problems and issues that are very close to the hearts of millennials, who is obviously who you're aimed towards and who you're working with. So this is fantastic, in my opinion. And to engage young people in political causes and to engage young people in their communities and really shaping the world that they live in is so, so important. Now, I understand that you recently partnered with Reasons ACT to rally to demand pill testing at November's Spilt Milk Festival in Canberra. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they actually approached me and said we wanted to do this rally, but they'd never really organised a rally. And I was one of the people in Much Australia back in the day. So I've got a bit of experience doing this. And it's a great cause, and it's such an obvious solution. Like, we have the means to test pills. We can prove that it saves lives. And even the ACT government was behind it. There was really no reason why we weren't allowed to do it at Spilt Milk. And that's why I managed to really get such a crowd about it. And we did our petition at the end of the rally. We got everyone to spread the hashtag and everything, and we just want to see this happen. And it's a very specific outcome we're after. If we can just get one win, like get pill testing at Spilt Milk, maybe that's enough to get it at other festivals as well.
Why do you think that pill testing is the way to go for music festivals?
Well, I mean, I personally think it's not far enough, but it's a measure that can save lives right now. I mean, it's something that's so easily accessible. And we've already had it tested successfully at Groove and Amoo here in Canberra. They found two potentially fatal pills there. So there were two lives that could have been saved right there.
Wow.
We know for a fact that this works. There's just no reason not to do it, really.
Working with, I guess, young people and millennials and creating movements that are important to them, has anything surprised you?
Yeah, actually, I'm really quite surprised at how motivated kind of the generation below us are, so like the Gen Z people.
We
spent years listening to the media going about how, you know, disrespectful the kids are and all that sort of nonsense. And I completely disagree. I'm really blown away. They've put us to shame, in my opinion. I think they're really engaged politically, and I'm really impressed by them.
I completely agree. These Gen Z kids, they're going to be the future that really does change the world. I hope the generation that really does change the world. I sit right on the cusp of like Gen Z. I'm sometimes people consider the year I was born too old, and some consider it just old enough. And yeah, I'm always like, no, I want to be Gen Z. They're really cool.
Definitely get on that bandwagon. They're much better.
Max, they are. If listeners want to find out more about the Smashed Avocado movement, where can they go? What can they do? Do you have any upcoming meetings or rallies?
We're going to set up a physical collective in Inner West Sydney at the end of this month. So that's going to be our first like real group in, you know, the real world. But the best place to go if you want to get more about it is just hit up our Facebook page, because that's the hub that everything else comes out of. We've got a couple of other groups where we call for volunteers, and we have another group where we set up our kind of collective. But the best place to get in is just to hit us up on the main page and to say, yep, I'm interested, I want to join, and we'll get you somewhere good.
Fantastic. Max, thanks so much for joining us this morning.